Tony Gaynor. That's a banger, isn't it? I Will Survive. You know, there's a lot of criticism of Spotify, and I can understand why singers and songwriters would be critical of it and the model, but there is positives I see with Spotify in that songs are there for everybody. Songs from all times are available to all people. And as a result, a song like that, for example, which in the past would have been, you know, you might hear it on classic old radio, but now some 12-year-old can see that or on TikTok or hear it on Spotify from their dad or mum's playlist, and suddenly it's on their playlist. And that's what I love about the Spotify thing. It's just music for everybody. Music for everybody. And I know that people are going to say, but it's money for nobody. Yeah, well, for very few anyway. Now we're looking for two of you to come on after 4 o'clock and take part in the 1, 2, 3 quiz. A great prize this week. It's a one-night stay in the 5-star Fitzwilliam Hotel. Yeah. And whoever wins the quiz today will be staying in a deluxe premium balcony room with dinner and cocktails in the plush surroundings of the hotel's brand new lounge. There's also on-site parking for a seamless arrival and departure. So the 5-star Fitzwilliam Hotel, located at the top of Grafton Street. So you're steps away from shops, theatres, museums. You're overlooking St. Stephen's Green. It's a gorgeous, they have a gorgeous new spot there as well where you can people watch. It's the lounge. And you can have light bites, a glass of bubbles or a cocktail from their curated drinks menu. FitzwilliamHotelDublin.com. FitzwilliamHotelDublin.com. Here's your qualifying question on this Wednesday afternoon. Which awards take place this Sunday? The Oscars or the Elmos? I see what they've done there. Which awards take place this Sunday? The Oscars or the Elmos? 0818-715-925. That's 0818-715-925. That's a great prize there. And we might be talking to you after 4 o'clock. Hello, Sinead and Eulacon.
Hello, Ray. Konastantu.
Gama. People were wondering why I was talking about roller skating there. Why I played I Will Survive. And the reason is you. You're the reason.
I'm the reason.
Yes.
Well, Nicole Douglas is the reason, because yes. I'm meeting her in a few minutes' time here in Dublin City Centre, a windy Dublin City Centre. But you were talking about spring earlier. I certainly see signs of spring. The sky is very blue.
Yes.
And I'm wearing shades as well.
Ah.
So that's a good sign. But yeah, Nicole Douglas, she's a roller skater, and she also founded a roller skating group called 51st Skates. So it's a clever name for the group, and they meet up from time to time. It's a real community, and there are a few spots around here. The reason I am in Dublin City Centre here off Baggot Street is because there are some really nice spots here for roller skating. So she'll be telling us about that in a little while.
Is there an energy? Is there a spring energy in town?
There is a bit of an energy, all right. Lots of people, I suppose, still at work. I'm seeing a lot of people leaving, people with runners on, and I'd say the office shoe in the bag. But there is a buzz around, and it's dry, so that's the main thing as well.
Yeah.
And sunny, oh, you can't beat it. Just a little bit of sunshine, that vitamin D, it does wonders for the body.
I was talking to somebody over the weekend, and that 10 or 11 days or 12 days, depending on where you were in the country, without any sunshine, that was really getting in on people.
I understand. Now, I was actually away for
I
timed it well, didn't I? But I did see a lot of people online and on social media commenting on it. And just even when we're talking about it as well, it's more in our minds. And that, in a way, I think gets us down as well, because it's something that's being talked about.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People might not necessarily even realise it until it's brought to their attention.
True. There was a lovely sunny day in Dublin on Saturday, and I was out doing a bit of gardening, and then I sat down on a chair at the back, and I was like a meerkat there with sun worshipping. Now, you know, at this time of the year, it's sort of half fine to do that, but it was so lovely just to feel the heat on your face. It's a wonderful thing, and free. So you're going to meet Nicole, and she's going to tell us about the 51st Skates. But before you do that, you were talking to people in Dublin.
Mm-hmm. And my question this week was, what activity would you like to take up again? So I'm sure that there are many listeners out there who used to roller skate, perhaps when they were younger, and who might have done other things as well, be it skipping or painting, whatever it may be. So my question this week was, if you could bring back one of those hobbies, I know that there are constraints when it comes to time, etc., but if you had all the time in the world, what would you like to take up again? And the first person I met was Nicole, as well as was
I'd
her name.
I'd actually love to return to Irish dancing. I used to do it from the age of 5 all the way up to maybe 17, but then obviously life got in the way and kids and all sorts, but yeah, I would love to return to it. I performed right up to world level. It was a really, really exciting time, and actually got to see a lot of the world as well.
What kind of a feeling did you get from dancing?
It's actually more to do with, like, when you're up on stage and you kind of know that everybody is there watching you and you're performing, and it really kind of gets that adrenaline going.
That's Nicole there. They advise people, if they can, because as you say, life can take over if you have children or whatever, a busy career, that at a certain stage in your life, I don't know, it could be 40s for some people, it could be 50s for others, 60s for others, is to try and remind yourself of those things that gave you joy when you were younger and maybe revisit them. So that's really the question you're asking, are you?
That's it, yeah. And I think a lot of these activities as well, do you know, when you have done them as a child, you remember those good memories at that stage in your life. Now, I know not everyone's childhood was happy, but for many of us, it was a time when we didn't have to worry about work or rent or, you know, who was going to pay the bills. But you had, you know, school holidays, and life was perhaps more fun for people, certain people.
So Gina was next.
I'd love to return to badminton. I played it for years. It was the best of fun. I made so many friends. It's a great game. It's a racket sport with the light shuttlecock, and you can play it up to a very late age in life, which is great. It's not as hard as tennis or that sort of thing.
Would you have played it competitively?
Yes. Yes, I did. In leagues and cup matches and all that sort of thing. I did.
Do you have any medals?
I have a cup.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Where and when did you win it?
I played up in Coolmine, just locally here, and it was up there. We were playing league between other clubs in the county. So that's it.
Well done, Gina.
Well done, Gina's right. Yeah. Next up was Joan.
Not really, because I'm the type of person that when I join something, I'm inclined to stay with it. I joined guys when I was 8, and I'm still there. And I'm not going to tell you my age now, I said, because you'll get a fright.
What guides? What's that?
Girl guides.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like scouts, only we do all girls.
Is there a good sense of community there?
Yeah, good sense of friendship and community. And then achievements. You like to see the girls coming in, you see them achieving so much. They could come in real quiet, and then all of a sudden you see these girls and they've just got the confidence and everything to do what they're learning. And we have a lot of fun.
There you go. So you were obviously not in the Girl Guides or the Scouts? Or
No, I wasn't. Yeah, hence my question. Yeah, yeah. What's guides? But I did ask Joan afterwards, actually, what's the secret to willpower? And she said, if you enjoy it, that it just makes it easy to continue with whatever it is
It shouldn't be drudgery. Henry's
now.
Next.
Football. I played it since I was 5. I'm a little too young to play it now at 66, you know. But I would love to go back to play football.
What is it about football?
It's mostly the comradeship and the activities after the sports and the entertainment. And it's just a great thing to play, you know.
Would you encourage other people out there to take up football as an activity?
I think I'd encourage more kids, young kids, to start playing it, taking up sport, you know.
If you get them at a young age, that's critical.
Very much so. Roughly around 5 is a good age to start it. Maybe younger than that, I think you might just burn themselves out a bit. They're too young, I think.
Right, wise words from Henry.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to return to, Ray?
Well, I'm sort of returning to all the things.
DIY and the like.
Well, no, sort of music, I suppose. So I'm learning loads of things and all that. Yeah, so that's given me loads of joy. And there are things that I did when I was younger that I probably wouldn't be able to do now. Although I see George Clooney is quoted in the papers today. He says that he said to his wife, Amal, that he can do everything he can do now that he could do when he was 30.
Oh, okay.
But he said, in 30 years' time, I'll be 90. And that's a real number. Now, what he means by that, I don't know. But what about you?
I was thinking about this, maybe skipping. I used to love skipping.
Right.
We used to have the skip-a-thon at school.
Yeah.
And it's a great form of exercise
as
well.
It is, yeah.
And there's something, you feel free when you're doing it. And maybe it's something that I'd return to. I think the space would be the biggest obstacle in my way, because where will I do it? Out in the car park. I don't know if I have enough space.
If you can't find enough space to skip, for God's sake. There's parks all over the place.
Yeah, it is an excuse.
Okay. I wonder what Adele would return to.
Running. I used to run 10 kilometres three times a week about 5 years ago. But I had a back injury and an ear injury, and I tried it again, and unfortunately I got injured again, so I gave it up. With modern society and stresses in life, I would ideally like to keep healthy, keep fit for as long as possible. And it's a good way of showing my young kids that activity, exercise is really important, as well as doing our schoolwork, our work-life balance, and keeping healthy long term.
Yeah, that's important what Adele says. If you have children, you know, monkey see, monkey do.
And to have that balance as well.
Yeah.
And finally, I met John.
Tennis and cycling. They're the two that I would have done up to quite recently. But due to injury, I can do no more. So I decided to take up the guitar. Took up the guitar, and I'm now minding grandchildren and no time to play the guitar. So it seems to be all closing in on me at 72 years of age.
The trick is maybe to teach the grandchildren the guitar, so then you get to play
as well.
They're
fantastic. The two children that come from the daughter that does the gigging, her husband is a fantastic musician, and the two of them have the children playing piano and saxophone, and they are wizards. But when they come to me minding them, all they want to do is play Minecraft.
Yeah. They get away with whatever when they're with granddad.
Yes.
A very youthful sounding 72-year-old, John,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah. Fair play to him.
So Nicole does, it's the dancing roller skates that she does.
She said to me that music and roller skating go hand in hand. So she has some dance moves. She does cartwheels. She does crazy legs.
Right.
I saw a video of her doing this particular move, crazy legs, and I then went on YouTube to figure out how to do it, and it is very difficult to learn. So there's a lot of work that goes into roller skating, especially if you want to go into the dance side of it.
Okay, and these aren't boots; they're the old-fashioned, old-school roller skates.
With the wheels, yeah. So two wheels to the front and two wheels to the back.
Yeah. Right, okay. Looking forward to talking to Nicole, and we'll talk to you again just before 4 o'clock for the moment. Thank you very much, Sinead. Gramagod.
Slán.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Unicorn.
Hi, Ray.
It is windy. It is windy in Dublin.
It's windy in Dublin, and I was saying earlier that there were signs of spring, but since I last spoke to you, the sky isn't as blue, and it started to rain as well. So what is it, four seasons all in one day?
Yeah, we hexed it.
I think so. But who cares? We're happy, and I have the roller skater queen by my side. I was telling you earlier about Nicole Douglas, and I've met her, and she's been talking to me for the past few minutes about the art of roller skating, and she's by my side here.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Why did you start roller skating a few years ago?
So I would have started 4 years now in March, actually, because both of my dogs actually passed away. My best friend Alex had bought me the roller skates maybe the year previous, and they just kind of sat on my window. Didn't really do anything with them, and when I lost both of my dogs, especially Benji, I took it really hard and needed to find some kind of outlet to kind of work through that emotion. And yeah, turned to the skates and never looked back.
And I didn't know this, you see, but there are three types of skating, roller skating. Are there?
Yeah, I suppose. So you've got like your jam skating, you've got your park skating, you've got artistic skating, you've also got street skating.
All right, there's more than three.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Which one did you up for?
I initially wanted to do park skating, but we live in Ireland and it rains, so that was a no-go. So I then moved to jam skating, which is something that I can practice in my house, and then we have a hall as well.
Right. Now, you're probably too young to remember the video for Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, are you?
I'm too young for it when it came out, but
yes.
I've definitely seen the video.
Yes. It's spectacular, isn't it? And that is what you do, is it?
Yeah, that would be very similar to what we would do. A bit of boogieing on skates.
Yeah, right, great. Is it dangerous?
Not really. I suppose the jam skating side of things wouldn't really be. When you're learning something new, there is always the chance of falling and kind of hurting yourself, but that's where your protective gear comes into play.
Yeah.
Like, I would never practice something new unless I had a minimum of wrist guards on. And if I'm teaching people, I wouldn't teach anybody, a beginner, without them wearing full protective gear, because until you kind of understand the shifting of your weight and kind of your center of gravity, it's you are likely to fall, as they say, skate or die. But you learn how to fall properly.
Right, and so you've now a community. I'm just going to play some music just in the background there from your. I've selected some songs from your playlist there that you use. Okay, so 50 first skates. How many people are there?
So in our WhatsApp at the moment, we've about 400 members.
Wow.
Not all of them are active. Some people will be more active in the summer than they would be in this miserable weather.
Yeah.
So it kind of peaks and troughs. But yeah, we've 400 people in the group chat.
Yeah, you see, Sinead mentioned crazy legs. you're going to tell me it's quite difficult to master crazy legs, is it?
I'm not going to lie, it took me about a year and a half to get it.
Right.
It's one of those things, it's like patting your head and rubbing your belly. It looks easy, but then you try it and you're like, hold on, why? Why is this so hard?
Yeah. And why am I doing it? Yeah. So who taught you? Where did you get your lessons?
So I actually learned from Instagram. When I had set up, or kind of when I had started skating, there was nobody that I knew that could have taught me. So it was take to the internet. There's a lot of skaters that I would like in the UK and in the States. So I was kind of just watching their videos. I download the video, put it into an app, slow it down to stupid slow speeds and try and learn from that. Now, as the community grew, the more people that were skating, now we all kind of learn from each other. So it's each one teaches one kind of thing. Which is great about growing the community. But yeah, at the beginning, it was just social media for me, or flying to the UK to kind of go to the rinks there and kind of experience the culture and learn off people that way.
Yeah. And do you do it with lights flashing and all that, or is it in sort of fully lit venues?
It depends. So, for example, our studio that is in town, we have some very, very fun lights. That's where we practice
very, very fun.
We practice our choreos and stuff there. So it kind of adds to the atmosphere when you're trying to learn something kind of bouncy. In our hall then that we have once a week on a Tuesday, this is generally kind of fully lit because you're having a lot of beginners, you're having people kind of doing different things that you need to see better. But then once a month, we've actually launched a roller disco. So on the roller disco, it's no holds barred. We've got live DJ, we've got lights, we've got the whole shebang.
I'm auditioning to be the live DJ. See, you listen to this mix. My rates are quite...
You can come and play for us whenever you want.
Yeah, my rates are quite low. We can negotiate. So what sort of people are drawn to your 50 first skates?
Everyone. Everybody. You get all different kinds of people, all walks of life. There's not one type of person that would suit roller skating. Now, I will say, in 50 first skates, we've got a lot of neuro-spicy people. So that would be ADHD or autism, because it is what I've been told is that it's a very good stim.
Right.
So people kind of use skating as a way to help them with this.
Brilliant.
But you don't have to be one type of person or one particular human to come and skate. It's open to everybody.
Right. You have a full routine. I saw you in Barcelona at a skate festival, and you got in the middle of a group. And what's that called?
So these are called ciphers.
Right.
They are the scariest thing in the world. Basically, it's if you know of breakdancing, it'd be very similar kind of setup to that, where people are standing around, one person gets in, they kind of show off all their bits, then somebody else might jump in. So it's more kind of like a breakdancing thing, but yeah. terrifying.
It sounds like great fun. I won't be joining you, Nicole. But I wish you all the best.
Never say
never. But like, I thought that was a very good mix now. If you're looking for a DJ. So 50
as I fir- said, you're more than welcome.
50 first skates, put it in there and you can find out if you want to join Nicole and her dancing, skating people. Thanks, Nicole. Thanks, Sinead.
Slán.
Bye. Anish Toshinan, the Príomh Skelton, and Oakdale, Maura de Wallace.